Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford!
We know trucks. Hey.
Yes.
You know what that's for?
All that money on?
Take that
munion
to the bank.
Munion, dude! Wow.
Oof.
What?
Daddy loves you guys.
The Miami Dolphins just wrapping up practice today. First day in pads over in Davie. Jalen Waddle speaking to the media right now. I'm reading some of the quotes coming out from his presser, Leroy.
Ooh,
whoa, you got you intrigued? What are you
saying? You know, I mean, someone said he hasn't dropped a pass all camp.
I saw that. Somebody said that he didn't drop a pass all camp. Yeah. I saw him drop a pass yesterday.
Wow, dude. Wow, you would.
I mean, it was.
You
it was.
Oh, I, you would.
I would say it was bang bang. It would have been a great catch. But I don't believe that to be accurate.
That's a PBU then. That's not a drop.
I don't think it was a PBU.
Oh, that's a PBU. Like,
I think it was a PBU with the ground.
All right. Well,
I feel like it was a drop. It's okay. I mean, it would have been a really good catch, Mario. They just said, "Oh,
you're determining what's a catch."
Never enough for you.
I feel like, well, that's true. I mean, none of us seem to know what a catch is anymore. But I feel like it was a drop C. It wasn't like a boom right in the hands. Oof. Yeah. I would have. He had to go in the air. Yeah. Elijah Campbell was there.
Oh.
Giving him the PBU, I think, would have been a little bit generous to PBUs.
Oh, okay.
That's what it counts. If, I mean. Technically, you get credit for it.
He was there? He was just there.
That's like when the defense tips it in, the closest offensive player.
I felt like it was more of a drop. I felt like it was on the money to Jalen Waddle, but wow. It's all right. Whatever, dude. You know what? Hey, ultimately, he's had a really great camp. All right?
No, not good enough for you.
No, that's not fair. I just read the tweet that said he hadn't dropped a pass all camp, and I'm like, I don't think that's true. I feel like I saw him drop a pass yesterday. Wow. But
you would be looking for that.
I wasn't looking for anything.
Yeah.
I wasn't looking for anything.
He would be
looking for anything. I love Jalen Waddle.
We're always looking for something.
Jalen Waddle is like, Jalen Waddle's my second favorite player on the team.
The old company chain email.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Oh, it's driving me crazy.
By the way, didn't see any of these congratulations from me.
Oh,
no. We don't count. They stop at par 96.
Yeah, interesting.
See what's going on?
Old Tobes gets an award. Nobody says congrats.
Oh, look at that. A congratulations.
We said congratulations to you.
That's all that matters, J-Fig.
That's the morning show.
Let's.
What time did you say congratulations? 12:30?
You know what? Minus one for Sass because I said it. Live,
minus one for Sass.
So, we told him at 9, at 10. What'd you tell him? 10:07?
We found out at the same time.
You guys didn't believe me. You thought I was trolling.
Yeah.
How dare somebody give me an award?
Of course.
Damn it. You're trying, this guy.
What aren't you trolling?
They must not. You troll me every day. I'm supposed to be your boy.
Well, so I'm not trolling you every day. You know what? If anything, I've been trying to be boots on the ground, giving you some football, and you say I don't know football. So I can't win with you.
Because
that's messed up.
Think of the stuff you talk about.
I talk about wrinkles.
Yep, wrinkles.
He spoke about pretty making good eye contact with Tua.
We shared contact, I'm telling you.
That's right.
It was something, dude. What a moment.
It's Tuesday.
You guys want to get the Goosies?
Oh, I would love to.
This was Tua yesterday. He said that Mike McDaniel, he knows that Mike McDaniel went behind the scenes and went to bat for him for these contract talks.
Well, I think it says a lot. You know, word gets around quick, and I don't think he knows that I know, but I've been told from several birdies that are, you know, here in the facility that are upstairs as well, you know, that he went to bat for me the day that I went out and practiced 11 on 11, 7 on 7, before we went on that little break, that he went to bat for me with, you know, our owner. And you know, I won't go into details of things that I heard were said, but just know, like, he, you know, he is what he says. He says what he told me, and he did what I was thinking he would do for me, and not just for me, but for any other player. You know, so I'm very grateful for that.
Wow.
Hey, wow. You know what?
Gooses.
Here's the deal. And it means a lot as far as team chemistry and production. It'll pay off on the end. But the love that team has for their coach and their quarterback goes a long way. And I think it should be duly noted, because that's kind of how, you know, things are. Like, some of the best teams that I played on weren't necessarily the best, but there wasn't really nothing we couldn't get through, you know, whether it had to be a hard conversation or a tough conversation. And when you can have that, you can get the most out of what you need to out of every player, because nobody takes it personal, right? When you have those teams where guys are going back and forth and it almost seems like the conversations get personal, at some point that comes to an end. And I can say, you can say what you want, but that's, I think that had a lot to do with why Diggs was traded, right? Like, regardless of how good he's been and how much he's helped that quarterback, it just got to a point where...
Too much sass. Like,
right.
For sass.
Speaking of sass, a guy who can show some sass on social media every now and then to his haters is Tyler Hero.
Ooh.
Have you guys seen Tyler Hero?
Can you only show sass by producing?
No.
No way.
You show sass with Instagram thumbs, for sure.
Mm-hmm. But if somebody says something about you and you proved them wrong, isn't that the ultimate sass?
No. That's actually just that's just proving them wrong. When you do it with some quick-witted comments on Instagram, that's sass.
Okay.
But
so what did he say now?
Until he plays basketball, they're not wrong. Or are they?
I don't know. Let me just get to this. We're doing on this is
on. You asked all these dumb questions about football, then I start asking you some ridiculous questions, and then you got a problem with me? Hell no!
Just want to get to the photo. Like, you're just sitting
here. What he doing? Do y'all understand what he's doing?
Like, interrogating me. Like,
go ahead with your Tyler Hero.
That's fine. You know what? We'll just move on. Just
move on. I want to hear.
I wanted to see his new one. I want to hear because he's got the same thing that he done to me. No. I'm not going to even talk about the quote. Let's go to break.
I just want to tell you something. We're not going to go to break because we got 3 minutes, but okay. You're a child. Uh-oh. I just wanted to be known. You're a child. You're a child.
I'm making eye contact.
You're such you're a child. You basically are like Tua's kid who like roams around the press conference with no regard, you know, with your binky. That's what you are.
That's normal.
You're not grown.
What? I'm not grown.
You're not grown.
Oh my goodness. I love the way that of the four of us, you're claiming to be the adult.
Oh, I am, dude.
That is amazing.
Am I the adult here? I think so.
There you go.
You dress your dog in pajamas.
That can't be.
Minus 1 point. I'm gonna try to defend you for Leroy lashing out on you.
Hey,
forget it. Do it. Continue.
Way, it's hard to have success with all this team chemistry.
Yeah. I see you.
Wait, and there's one of us that's shutting up because he don't want no strays. Oh, no. He tried not to laugh too loud. He tried not to say that.
Classic frog boy stool pigeon behavior. Just sits there because he wants everyone to love him.
Look, chaos is going on. No need to instigate. Already happening. It's my favorite.
Typical rap behavior.
Now you're a joker.
Typical rap behavior.
That's true.
Anyway, Tyler Hero's got a new haircut, Leroy.
Let's see it. Come on. Does it make him look swole there by any chance?
I don't know.
Will he be?
Looks like he's got some attitude, you know? Oh. Like he's gotten rid of.
I don't need to have him have attitude. I need to make him have buckets.
How about we see the picture before we continue assuming things?
Is he mature? He looks a little bit more mature with that.
That looks very classy.
Can I just say this? Compared to last year, he looks like he's getting smaller.
Really?
Yes.
Them
arms are looking a little skinny.
Maybe he, maybe
he's on that tour.
I don't know.
Needs to be lighter.
Wants to be faster. I don't know.
Oh yes, quicker,
and more aerodynamic without all the hair. I like it.
The hair or the arms?
The hair.
He's more defined. No, he's not. I can't tell what one muscle is in that arm.
Oh, but the chest though.
Yep. Caps for life. Look like 8 Mile. Yeah. B-Rabbit. Is he up in here like B-Rabbit?
B-Buckets.
B-Buckets.
I like it.
It's off-season, dude. I don't make nothing of it.
All right.
It looks good.
It's a new...
I want to see him make some buckets during the season.
Yeah, I do want to see a healthy Tyler Hero this season. That would be nice.
Yeah.
No injuries. You know, he's going to be what he is defensively.
70 games. Can I get 70 games out of Tyler?
And 70 games out of Tyler and Jimmy. Yep.
Right? 70. If those two play 70, you're the second seed. I believe that. You're still not beating Boston, but I believe you're...
I don't know, man. Boston's got all this infighting. First of all, Porzingis is... I don't know when Porzingis is playing.
He's
because he's Porzingis.
Yep.
Well, yeah. Poor...
Al Horford's, going to be 40.
What? Is he still playing?
He's still playing. He's never going to not play.
Why shouldn't he just take his championship and just go? Like, we've had enough. I'm sick of this guy.
Somebody said Toby got to get that cut on the name. You know, periodically, he will come in here complaining about how the haircut guy didn't listen to him. And he comes in here with a buzz cut and real low.
Yeah.
And periodically.
I've dumped that guy for his
son.
I've dumped that guy for his son. He just doesn't know it.
Oh, really? Man.
Yeah, I've gotten 2 straight cuts, and I'm like, he goes, hey, do you got an appointment with me? I'm like, you were booked.
Oh, yeah.
You were booked.
Well, you know, because they don't book their own appointments.
No, I'm like, oh, you were booked. It's crazy.
Oh, man.
I can't believe that happened. So, oh, well.
I know you told the son, and the son has told him.
No.
Oh, you haven't told him why?
No. Son's a crypto bro. All I got to do is distract him and say Bitcoin. He goes, I know, skyrocketing, right?
Look at it.
Like you did with me, Kyle Lowry.
To the moon.
All I got to do is distract people. That's all I got to do. Just give me one topic. I'll be good.
Pretty good.
All right.
Take a break. Back after this.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gymnastics is still going on, huh?
Still going on, dude.
I feel like I know America's the best.
Hey,
still going on.
I just got the breakdown.
Huh?
As I was watching.
Mm-hmm.
So he says they have a chance at silver, but realistically, if they all stick, do the pummel horse last. If they all stick that, then they'll get the bronze.
Who's gonna win?
China?
I've been watching China. I'm not impressed.
But they said China and Ukraine aren't that good in their next event.
I haven't even seen Ukraine participate. I haven't seen one Ukrainian out there. Where the hell's Ukraine?
Somewhere picking up bronze.
But I was getting ready. The guy goes, this will be the biggest event of his life.
Wow.
Like, yeah. Just did five other events.
So there's no shot we get gold?
What?
I don't know. That's the way he made it sound.
Corruption. Mm.
Maybe we can just earn a medal, though, at the end.
All we need is the people to do the little flippity thing.
Oh, yes. That's and, it. Simple.
You know, what, if you got to flip around and throw you in the pummel horse, I feel is the safest thing to do well in, right?
I mean, I guess. You got to watch your boys. They're kind of hanging out there.
No, you got long arms. You got good reach. You can keep your boys away from the pummel horse.
Watch out.
Like my short arms, I'd be hitting my boys all over the little bars. I can't. With these little short legs.
Speaking of boys, this weekend, UFC 304.
Oh, yes.
Tom Aspinall retained the interim heavyweight championship. The current heavyweight champion is Jon Jones, though he hasn't fought in over a year.
Yeah.
Very weird. But he will
fight anytime soon?
Supposedly in November. He's going to be fighting Stipe. But now a lot of people starting to clamor for Jon Jones to fight some of these young bloods. You know, go out there, go fight Tom Aspinall, fight Alex Pajeda. He just wants to have his goat fight with Stipe.
Yeah.
But this was Tom Aspinall after knocking out Curtis Blaydes in the matter of a minute. Here was him in front of the Manchester crowd.
Tom, that would absolutely be the fight that the world wants to see. Jon Jones is probably watching this, so send him a message.
Hello, John. I have nothing against you personally, but I just think I'm better than you. I just know that I can beat you in a fight, so I'm coming for it.
He got to be mean.
That was a gentle
two gentlemen.
Right?
Yeah, two gentlemen.
I can respect that.
You know, you gotta make some jokey jokes. Yeah. You know, you gotta be like, hey, John.
I mean, is that what made the Jon Jones DC fights so unbelievable?
Hated each other, dude. Like if I was DC, if I got him off mic, I would have been like, big mistake, dummy.
What was that?
You're not gonna get a fight like that.
You call that a promo?
Yeah. What is it?
Excuse me, John. Could you just give me the on off? Giving me a whoosh. Scrapping the cage there, love.
You have a little time.
Did you redo? No. You got to go out there. You got to.
Wait. What did you redo?
Yeah, what's that? Isn't that Australian?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Oh, you go out there, John, and you give me a scrap, bangles, and mash,
yeah.
You know? And so, like. I don't want to hear this polite nonsense from Tom Aspinall. No respect. You got to give. If you're going to lure Jon Jones out of the woodwork to fight you instead of Stipe, you got to be like, John, if you could take a break from hitting and running and getting busted for steroids, maybe you could go and fuck me, Tom Aspinall, knock your block off in a minute.
That's but here's the problem. Here's the problem.
That's a
here's
good
the,
one.
Here's the problem.
That's how you get them.
Jon Jones needs to fight Stipe first before he starts coming back with all that other foolishness. You know what I mean?
You want him to get an old man tune-up?
Here's the question. If he fights Stipe, it may be a year or two before we can get him back in the damn ring because all the other stuff.
Well, the other thing is everybody thinks he's just going to retire. Like, he's just going to beat Stipe and that's it. Call it a career. Yep. Which, you know, he's 37, you know, just coming off an injury. I know. Finally. 37? Finally. It's been a while.
Yep. But he only has one loss, and that was a disqualification, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. I mean, there were some close ones in there. There were some close ones in there, but there was, you know, there was the Dominic Reyes one. I think is the one most people think like he may legitimately have lost that fight, but never been stopped. This guy Tom Aspinall, he's just mowing through everybody, killing them.
You can't hide under the ring from me. You see, that would have been something.
Exactly.
That would
have
been, come on.
Exactly.
Oh, John, if I could give you a spot of tea here, love, if you wouldn't mind, come here.
Those are the guys that I'd be afraid of the most.
A little
the
nice chat.
Guys. I'm not afraid of the trash talking guys.
Come on.
No one wants
like,
to hear
Poirier it. Like, Poirier terrifies me.
This was weak, though. You got to
admit. He's very nice. Right?
Hello, John.
Hello, John.
Hello, John.
He didn't even.
Tom, that would absolutely be the fight that the world wants to see. John Jones is probably watching this, so send him a message.
Hello, John. I have nothing against you personally.
Boo.
But I just think I'm better than you. I just know that I can beat you in a fight. So I'm coming for it.
Young lion.
He even contradicts himself there. He says, I think I'm better than you, and then he says, I know I can beat you in a fight. I think
that
it's like.
That was his version of trash talk.
But it's like.
Everybody don't have that good trash talk.
If you think you're better than him, you know,
everybody
you think you're better.
Everybody can't yell, your wife was in my DMs.
Well, with a broken leg on the ground.
Your wife was in me DMs.
Like
typical rat behavior.
When does he fight?
McGregor? Never.
Yeah.
Sick of this guy. Oh, he's done. The Chandler fight is.
No, it's not done. They say they're going to fight in December. But
oh, December. Great.
Believe it when I see it.
Of course.
Believe it when I see it.
Love that.
John Jones tweeted out yesterday, supply and demand at its finest. I love it.
All right.
Yeah, well, supply me with the Tom Aspinall fight. Let's go, dude.
Well, what do you mean supply and demand? We've been demanding. You ain't been supplying, brother.
Yeah, maybe he was talking about his guy. You Ooh. Never know. Could have been just talking about his guy.
A boy here from Tomball. Wow.
Oh, he's Tomballing right now.
Yeah, he is.
No more long pants, I see.
I got to tell you, this floor routine.
Yeah.
I can't tell who does good.
Yeah, what is this?
They all seem like they're doing the same thing.
Well, here. I look at the.
Ooh, that looked good, though.
Did you see the move? You see the move where they do 17 flips and then they look for the corner and then they go do this move right here to
That's
get the corner?
That's what he just did. That's what he just did.
Right here. And then they step into the corner.
Ooh. He's getting some burn on that.
Nice job, Hong.
Pretty good.
Well, by the way, Marcos.
Yes.
The floor is like a damn trampoline.
Yeah, I know. When you're such a good athlete, sometimes the floor feels like a trampoline. I can definitely
No. It is actually bouncy.
Yes, I agree. Sometimes
light on their feet only.
It is actually bouncy. You don't have to. I know it's nothing. It's bouncy.
I agree with you, Leroy. Sometimes when you're in the zone, the floor feels like a trampoline.
I believe it was.
You're right. Feel like it. It is.
Like dude,
said only it feels like a trampoline because you got frog legs. Okay.
I think you're lashing out.
I think they are lashing out because it wasn't a Dua Lipa. Who said that they're out there levitating?
Oh, by the way,
it's a point, dude.
Her new album has been considered a bust.
What? Dua Lipa? No way.
By who?
Who said this? J-Fig hasn't taken 3 months to listen to it yet.
How could I read about her new album has been good, except for the one song.
Well, maybe we should give it. Let's have J-Fig listen to it and give it 3 weeks because that's how long it takes to get
in December.
I already listened to it. Okay,
is it good?
A lot shorter than Taylor's. It's good. It's
Hold on.
Okay.
We're not talking about Taylor here. Stop throwing your girl in there and trying to make it sound like she's doing so much. We're talking about Dua Lipa.
I said that I've heard Dua's because it's shorter than Taylor's.
Mm. All right. So what is it? Give it a
That's
rating.
The Come on, only give me a rating. Thing I said.
Be honest. What's the rating?
Stop me before I go. Houdini.
Be honest.
Houdini.
Be honest, Posh.
You looking at your notes?
Be honest.
No, I'm looking at to see how many songs I actually like off
this. Illusion.
Just give us a grade. A, What's B, that? C. Dua Lipa.
I would give it like a B, maybe.
Oh, that's all right.
B-.
Excuse me, Dua.
You know what, though?
I know you're watching at home. It was kind of a, album, but, I think I could do a better album.
Okay.
You should have said you went Adele on us.
Where is she from? Is she from Britain?
Dua Lipa?
Yeah.
I think she's something exotic.
I think she is from
Dua Lipa. Is
Albanian.
From, oh yeah. She is Albanian.
She's definitely Albanian, but she was born
in London.
In London, sorry.
Yes. She immigrated to Britain from Kosovo.
Be honest, Dua.
Be Kosovo? Honest. You know what, though? This album came out in May.
Hey!
What are we doing?
No.
Whoa.
Hey!
Whoa.
Hmm?
Whoa.
It's not. What did you say?
What'd I say? Me?
She came from where?
She was born in London. She emigrated to Britain from Kosovo. Is that bad?
Kosovo.
Oh, really? What the hell is that? Where is that place?
I didn't they have the Olympics there one year?
Didn't the Beach Boys have a song about that?
Kosovo?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to take their pronunciation? Intangibles, dude.
Where? Off the Florida Keys.
15 hours.
That's if there's you want a to place fly called Kosovo.
I don't think that's it. Is that?
What are we doing?
It's not off the Florida Keys, by the way. It's by Bulgaria. It is very, very far from the Florida Keys.
And nobody's vacationing in Bulgaria.
No one, dude. It's actually close to Serbia, right underneath Serbia.
Feels like the Jokic's like to vacation in Bulgaria. They have great horse.
Didn't they have a horse? Didn't have Olympics at Kosovo? Didn't they?
They did. Yes.
Yeah.
Kosovo.
Man, this guy from Japan's good.
This is the parallel bar.
He just did like a jackknife in the middle of the air with one.
Oh, no, they do that when they take and then they put their feet on the bar too.
Oh my goodness.
The women do that too.
Yeah. Oh, this dude's good. Wow.
Except the women flip.
But will he stick?
They go to the lower one.
Is he going to stick the landing?
He doesn't need to. He's already won this thing.
No way. What if he falls, though?
I mean, it's kind of pointless. I don't even see Japan in the standings.
Yeah, losers. Look at this. Oh, he's going to dismount.
This guy's like the Jokic of Japanese gymnastics.
Oh,
he's carrying him.
Oh, my God. He just... Okay. He's ready.
Yesterday I was watching. Oh! I seen a black dude miss the bar and go flat on his back.
Too athletic.
Nope. It's got to be a rough night at sleep. You're just thinking about it. Training 4 years for that.
4 years for this, yeah. Dude.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Play a little All Right on O to close things out after this.
Is this guy ever getting off the bar?
Oh, wow.
Okay, that was pretty good.
10.
Jesus.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin, Leroy, back with you here. Excited to be back in the building today. Hey, if you guys want to go see Limp Bizkit. Familiar with them? They did it all for the Nookie.
Oh, did they?
Yep.
Look at them. Wow.
They are going to be at the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm next week. If you guys want to go, caller number 4 right now. 305-567-0560. But you got to hold through the segment because Marcos is busy.
Got stuff to do.
Caller 4 to 305-567-0560. We'll get a pair of tickets to see Limp Bizkit. Next week at the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm, caller 4 right now to our contest line, 305-567-0560. This is a Live Nation show, and Limp Bizkit's still doing it, dude. Caller 4 gets a pair of tickets to see Limp Bizkit. All right, I'll go first. My all right goes to one Ethan Bonner.
Ooh.
Who is trying to bring back the white corner.
Yes! A previously extinct animal.
Jaylen Waddle today, the reporters, is from Joe Shad's Twitter. Jaylen Waddle, Ethan Bonner has had the craziest jump from any player last year. Mm. More patient at the line, using his long arms, and can stay hip to hip with anyone. He's confident, he's playing great ball, he's top 3 fastest on the team, Leroy.
Wow, dude.
Undrafted.
Wow.
But made the roster last year, played some games, was active for some games last year. Can he bring back once an extinct position in the sport? Can he do it, Leroy? We will find out.
Yep.
The preseason is in full swing. That's my all right. Shout out. My oh no. Coast to Serbia, dude. You know, first of all, play Jovic more.
That's your team.
All right? I know that he's coming off an injury. And, you know, this coach, he thinks very highly of himself. He's like, oh, I was coaching Germany back in the day. Now I'm coaching Serbia. You know, so he's a real coach jumper.
Isn't it weird how those world coaches, they can coach for any country, but you can't play for any country?
Yeah, it's weird. But anyway, you know, it puts Jovic out there. Jovic is out here. He's gotten through an injury, all right? He's gotten through it for your country. And you guys have the audacity to play a Bogdanovic more than him. Ridiculous, dude. Let him get into it. You know, Jovic needs a rhythm. He's a rhythm player. And you're sitting here yo-yo. And now he did get turned into dust by Anthony Edwards. That was tough.
Hey, there ain't no amount of lubrication in the world going to loosen that up. What happened yesterday? None.
Oof. Poor Serbia. They're going to need a big bounce back. And I got to tell you something. I don't like what's happening in the media right now. Because here's what's happening. I saw a little clip that's going around the internet from Brian Windhorst, who was on the Pat McAfee show. Because everybody's worried about poor Jason Tatum's feelings. Oh! And he's now trying to put it out there that, well, it's nothing but bigs and guards for Serbia. A lot of wings on South Sudan. So this could mean the benching for Bam Adebayo. And I just want to say, how dare you, Brian Windhorst, to have the audacity to say...
Wait a minute. He's one of the best wing defenders in the league.
One of the best, dude! And yeah. But here's why. Here's why. Because they can already tell the uproar. They're going to try and heat culture this mother bleeper. They're going to say, Spo, we got Boston. All the Boston fans are upset. He's your guy. Have a talk with him. No!
You think Bam, they're just trying to win?
Bam Adebayo... He plays. He had three guys play over 20 minutes yesterday, or four guys. He was one of them. Okay, this guy, you don't take him off the floor just because. We have enough guys out here who can hit buckets. Okay, I don't know if you've noticed it. Plenty of buckets to go around. What about everybody who wants to do with the other stuff? Ridiculous. Because. Put him out there. Shut up. I can already tell, Leroy. Let me tell you something.
I'm going to tell you who should get the most bench time.
Joel Embiid. Sit his ass down. How about that? Big old sensitive.
Move Bam to the five.
Sensitive, dude. Ridiculous. Did you just say move Bam to the five?
If they play number wing players.
Tired of this. I can already smell this. I'm telling you right now, I smell it a mile away. This was the first little rat droppings of NBA Boston Media Mafia trying to supplant a Heat player with a Celtics player.
But wait.
Typical rat behavior.
Why are they not complaining about Jaylen Brown then? That's more egregious than Tatum not playing.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
All right. Yeah.
What do you got, dude?
So,
typical
my
behavior.
Game ball.
Not the game.
I mean, my all right.
Mike White.
Is no. It's going to go to both the Dolphins and Tua for getting this done.
All right.
Like, I mean, look, I do realize that it's a difficult thing. I just wish, you know, once they realized maybe Tua was going to do something or the backlash or whatever. Or maybe Tua said, you know what, let's get this done. However, the two parties came to an agreement and Tua signed. And like, yeah, man, it's good to have Tua around the organization.
Yep.
Right? He is like, no matter what's going on, people go talk to him and he gives them good vibes, whether things are going terrible or great. And I think that's important. And he's your leader. Everybody on the team loves him. So kudos for getting that done. I know I've been out there on the path, right? But I'm saying that's a hell of a job getting it done. It's hard to get done, and you got these things done without, you know, as soon as we got in pads, we got full participation.
Also an all right to Ace Tungavailoa.
Ace.
For stealing the show yesterday.
Adorable.
Who seems like he's scared, but not really, because he want to know what's going on. You know?
Like, looks like he's side-eyeing the reporters.
Yeah.
Hey, you called my dad a bum.
He's up to no good.
Yeah, he's up to no good. My oh no.
I know that guy. That's the guy that liked Ryan Fitzpatrick.
And I'm going to say this to...
He wasn't even born yet.
he knows.
To mostly all the people that care about another grown man's feelings.
Oh, no.
Okay? Nobody gives a damn what you think about Jason Tatum. The coaches and the players know what's up. He's going to play accordingly. Right? The guys that they're playing to win. End of discussion. I have a bigger problem with you clowns complaining why Jason Tatum didn't play and not complaining about his Derek White instead of Jaylen Brown. Okay? So, stop it. Enough with this. Who's playing with it? I don't hear Indiana complain about Halliburton.
Yeah, trust me. I was around Indiana. They got bigger problems.
Like what?
Just their city. Just their city being terrible.
Oh god,
full of weirdos.
Wasn't there like a rubber ducky or something?
Yeah, nobody in Oregon would give me the goods on that. I was annoyed. I was like, you know, Dylan Gabriel,
Phil Knight. Quarterback. Phil Knight. Did it have a Nike on it?
Probably. What do you have, Jennifer? For All Right or No?
Well, my All Right goes to Deadpool and Ooh. Wolverine. I finally saw it. I won't say anything, but I will say I really, really enjoyed it.
You keep your lid shut.
I'm not saying anything else.
I'm going today at 4.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Leroy. Wait to hear thoughts.
Don't do it, Leroy.
When are you going, Marcos?
I was supposed to go this weekend, but my baby had other plans. So Tuesday, we're dropping them off, baby. We're dropping that kid off, and we're going to the also $5 movies on Tuesday. By the way,
yeah, love a Tuesday.
Do you go to Dania Beach right there?
No,
they have
because
a nice one there, right?
They have a very nice one, but they don't respect the $5 rule. So I gotta go. I gotta go all the way to Cinemark.
Who doesn't respect the $5 rule?
I'll buy me Cinemark on of 75.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, there are your $5 Tuesdays?
They do respect $5 Tuesdays over there.
Oh, Tuesday is $5 Tuesdays everywhere, Norman.
It's supposed to be, but all Regal Dania points is, nope, we're going to get your money either way.
Mm.
Full price.
Hey, I don't know why I do this, but I always get the one where you can dine.
What? Why? Do you ever, like...
Because like, we never order food.
Mm.
Well, because just my pockets are jeans.
Just have
I bring my snacks.
Just has the option.
Just have the option.
Dude. Just in case.
Last time I came in, I packed a cheeseburger.
Wow. Okay.
going back to his playing days.
I had it in my in some aluminum. Put it in my pocket when I opened
some
it up.
Aluminum.
Was it in your cargos? In your cargos?
Yeah, in my cargos.
Wow.
I still got it. My wife said, "You don't wear these no more." That's it's movie theater pants. What you talking about? I can fit 5 candies. And I'm wondering if I should try to go ahead on with the chicken wings.
Oh, my God.
I might try to do chicken wings today.
Put sauce on the side.
But when they go to clean up after, they're going to see all.
We need to put a GoPro on Leroy to sneak in.
This we got to do. Stop by the wing place and stop by Walgreens because you get them 2 for 2s. You know, the Dollars or Walmart, whichever's close.
How many pockets do you have on those cargos?
I was going to be taking your ticket.
I got two, you know, the two big pockets on the side.
When you walk, do they make noise? What's going on?
I sound like one of the mirages.
God, take it.
But I always go to the counter and we get a big bag of popcorn and slushies. So we always, you know.
Guy's gonna be sitting. You peruse through your pocket. He goes, "Do I smell lemon pepper?
Lemon pepper?
Say no, that's barbecue, dog."
They're gonna
see at the mall. They don't care.
No, the mall doesn't care.
At the mall, we brought a pizza in there one time.
What?
What's your oh no, JFig?
So, my cousin is graduating tomorrow. Congratulations to her.
That's your oh no, huh?
Tuesday graduation.
No. Oh. No, so my oh no goes to the people who like taking advantage of those who need the ceremony tickets.
Oh.
So then they're out here acting like they can go ahead and raise a prize and like make it double. Of
There's
what
secondary market for graduation tickets.
Whoa, bro! It's
this
a
is
thing.
Basically like trying to get tickets to go to Taylor Swift. It's ridiculous.
Who needs two here? Who needs two? Yeah, Grandma looks like you.
Oh, a ticket is about $10, and they're trying to charge you $80.
Wow.
It's ridiculous.
That's diabolical. I've never heard of that. Family
it's
events.
It's so diabolical. And we have family coming from Texas and everything. And
wow.
You got to buy tickets to graduation?
Yeah, who does that? When I was invited to graduation in Texas.
Usually
my other cousins, and they didn't have to do any of that.
Nah, usually, like, I think usually you get like a stock of like four tickets per graduate, and then if there's more, tickets, they gotta buy. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin, Leroy, back with you here. Excited to be back in the building today. Hey, if you guys want to go see Limp Bizkit, familiar with them? They did it all for the Nookie.
Oh, did they?
Yep.
Look at them. Wow.
They're going to be at the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm next week. If you guys want to go, caller number 4 right now. 305-567-0560. But you got to hold through the segment because Marcos is busy.
Got stuff to do.
Caller 4 to 305-567-0560. We'll get a pair of tickets to see Limp Bizkit next week at the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm. Caller 4 right now to our contest line. 305-567-0560. This is a Live Nation show. And Limp Bizkit, still doing it, dude. Caller 4 gets a pair of tickets to see Limp Bizkit. All right, I'll go first. My all right goes to one Ethan Bonner.
Ooh.
Who is trying to bring back the white corner.
Yes. A previously extinct animal.
Jalen Waddle today, the report is from Joe Shad's Twitter. Jalen Waddle. Ethan Bonner has had the craziest jump from any player last year. Hmm. More patient at the line, using his long arms, and can stay hip to hip with anyone. He's confident. He's playing great ball. He's top 3 fastest on the team, Leroy.
Wow, dude.
Undrafted.
Wow.
But made the roster last year and played some games, was active for some games last year. Can he bring back once an extinct position in the sport? Can he do it, Leroy? We will find out.
Yep.
The preseason is in full swing. That's my all right. Shout out. My oh no goes to Serbia, dude. First of all, play Jovic more.
That's your team.
All right? I know that he's coming off an injury. And, you know, this coach, he thinks very highly of himself. He's like, oh, I was coaching Germany back in the day. Now I'm coaching Serbia. You know, so he's a real coach jumper.
Isn't it weird how those world coaches, they can coach for any country, but you can't play for any country?
Yeah, it's weird. But anyway, you know, it puts Jovic out there. Jovic is out here. He's gotten through an injury, all right? He's gotten through it for your country. And you guys have the audacity to play a Bogdanovic more than him. Ridiculous, dude. Let him get into it. You know, Jovic needs a rhythm. He's a rhythm player. And you're sitting here yo-yo. Now, he did get turned into dust by Anthony Edwards. That was tough.
Hey, there ain't no amount of lubrication in the world going to loosen that up. What happened yesterday? None.
Oof. Poor Serbia. They're going to need a big bounce back. And I got to tell you something. I don't like what's happening in the media right now. Because here's what's happening. I saw a little clip that's going around the internet from Brian Windhorst, who was on the Pat McAfee show, because everybody's worried about poor Jason Tatum's feelings. Oh! And he's now trying to put it out there that, well, it's nothing but bigs and guards for Serbia. A lot of wings on South Sudan. So this could mean the benching for Bam Adebayo. And I just want to say, how dare you, Brian Windhorst, to have the audacity to say,
wait a minute, he's one of the best wing defenders in the league.
One of the best, dude. And yeah. But here's why. Because they can already tell the uproar. They're going to try and heat culture this mother bleeper. They're going to say, Spo, we got Boston. All the Boston fans are upset. He's your guy. Have a talk with him. No!
You think Bam, they're just trying to win?
Bam Adebayo. He plays, you had 3 guys play over 20 minutes yesterday, or 4 guys. He was one of them. Okay? This guy, you don't take him off the floor just because, we have enough guys out here who can hit buckets, okay? I don't know if you've noticed it. Plenty of buckets to go around. What about everybody who wants to do with the other stuff? Ridiculous. Because, Shut up. I can already tell Leroy. This is the. Let me tell you something.
I'm going to tell you who should get the most bench time.
Joel Embiid. Sit his ass down. How about that? Big old sensitive.
Move Bam to the five.
Sensitive, dude. Ridiculous. Did you just say move Bam to the five?
If they play number wing players.
Tired of this. I can already smell this. I'm telling you right now, I smell it a mile away. This was the first little rat droppings of NBA Boston Media Mafia trying to supplant a Heat player with a Celtics player.
But wait.
Typical rat behavior.
Why are they not complaining about Jaylen Brown then? That's more egregious than Tatum not playing.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
All right. Yep.
What do you got, dude?
So,
typical
my
behavior.
Game ball.
Not the game.
I mean, my, all right.
Mike White.
He's going to go to both the Dolphins and Tua for getting this done. All right. Like, I mean, look, I do realize that it's a difficult thing. I just wish, you know, once they realized maybe Tua was going to do something or the backlash or whatever, or maybe Tua said, you know what, let's get this done. However, the two parties came to an agreement, and Tua signed. And, like, yeah, man, it's good to have Tua around the organization.
Yep.
Right? He is, like, no matter what's going on, people go talk to him, and he gives them good vibes, whether things are going terrible or great. And I think that's important. And he's your leader. Everybody on the team loves him. So kudos for getting that done. I know I've been out there on the path, right? But I'm saying that's a hell of a job getting it done. It's hard to get done, and you got these things done without, you know, as soon as we got in pads, we got full participation.
Also an all right to Ace Tungavailoa.
Ace.
For stealing the show yesterday.
Who is adorable.
Who seems like he's scared, but not really, because he want to know what's going on. You know?
Looks like he's side-eyeing the reporters.
Yeah.
Hey, you called my dad a bum.
He's up to no good.
Yeah, he's up to no good. My oh no.
I know that guy. That's the guy that liked Ryan Fitzpatrick.
And I'm going to say this to...
I wasn't even born yet.
He knows.
To mostly all the people that care about another grown man's feelings.
Oh, no.
Okay? Nobody gives a damn what you think about Jason Tatum. The coaches and the players know what's up. He's going to play accordingly, right? The guys that they're playing to win. End of discussion. I have a bigger problem with you clowns complaining why Jason Tatum didn't play and not complaining about his Derek White instead of Jaylen Brown. Okay, so stop it. Enough with this. Who's playing with? I don't hear Indiana complain about Halliburton.
Yeah, trust me, I was around Indiana. They got bigger problems.
Jeez. Like what?
Just their city being terrible.
Oh, God.
Full of weirdos.
Wasn't there like a rubber ducky or something?
Yeah, nobody in Oregon would give me the goods on that. I was annoyed. I was like, you know, Dylan Gabriel, Ducks quarterback.
Phil Knight. Did it have a Nike on it?
Probably. What do you have, Jennifer, for All Right or No?
Well, my All Right goes to Deadpool and Wolverine.
Ooh.
I finally saw it. I won't say anything, but I will say I really, really enjoyed it.
You keep your lid shut.
I'm not saying anything else.
I'm going today at 4.
Oh my God!
Oh, Leroy, wait to hear thoughts.
Don't do it, Leroy.
What are you going, Marcos?
I was supposed to go this weekend, but my baby had other plans. So Tuesday, we're dropping them off, baby. We're dropping that kid off, and we're going to also $5 movies on Tuesday. By the way,
yeah, love a Tuesday.
Do you go to Dania Beach right there?
No,
they have
because
a nice one there, right?
They have a very nice one, but they don't respect the $5 rule. So I gotta go. I gotta go all the way to Cinemark.
Who doesn't respect a $5
Cinemark
rule?
How about me? Cinemark on of 75?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, there are you $5 Tuesdays?
They do respect $5 Tuesdays over there.
Oh, Tuesday is $5 Tuesdays everywhere, Norman.
It's supposed to be, but all Regal Dania points is, nope, we're going to get your money either way. Full price.
Hey, I don't know why I do this, but I always get the one where you can dine.
What? Why? Do you ever, like...
Because like, we never order food. Well, because just my have pockets the, are jeans. Just have I bring the, my snacks.
Just has the option.
Just have the option.
Dude. Just in case.
Last time I came in, I packed a cheeseburger.
Wow. Okay.
going back to his playing days.
I had it in my in some aluminum. Put it in my pocket when I opened it up.
Some aluminum.
Was it in your cargos? In your cargos?
Yeah, in my cargos.
Wow.
I still got it. My wife said, "You don't wear these no more." That's it. It's movie theater pants. What you talking about? I can fit 5 candies, and I'm wondering if I should try to go ahead on with the chicken wings.
Oh my god!
I might try to do chicken wings today.
Put sauce on the side. But
when they go to clean up after, they're gonna see all.
We need to put a GoPro on Leroy to sneak in.
Hey, this we got to do. Stop by the wing place and stop by Walgreens because you get them 2 for 2s. You know, the Dollars or Walmart, whichever's close.
How many pockets do you have on those cargos?
That's gonna be taking your ticket.
I got two, you know, the two big pockets on the side.
When you walk, do they make noise? What's going on?
I sound like one of the mirages.
God, take it.
But I always go to the counter and we get a big bag of popcorn and slushies. So we always, you know.
Guy's gonna be sitting. You peruse through your pocket. He goes, "Do I smell lemon pepper?
Say no, that's barbecue, dog.
They're gonna
see at the mall. They don't care.
No, the mall doesn't care.
At the mall, we brought a pizza in there one time.
What?
What's your oh no, JFig?
So, my cousin is graduating tomorrow. Congratulations to her.
That's your oh no, huh?
Tuesday graduation.
No. So my oh no goes to the people who like taking advantage of those who need the ceremony tickets. So then they're out here acting like they can go ahead and raise a prize and like make it double.
There's secondary market for graduation tickets.
Whoa, bro.
This is basically like trying to get tickets to go to Taylor Swift. It's ridiculous.
Who needs two here? Who needs two? Grandma looks like you.
Oh, a ticket is about $10 and they're trying to charge you $80.
Wow.
It's ridiculous.
That's diabolical. I've never heard of that. Family
it's
events.
It's so diabolical. Yes. And then we have diabolical. Family coming from Texas and everything. And
wow.
We got to buy tickets to graduation?
Yeah. Who does that? When I was invited to graduation in Texas.
Usually
my other cousins. And they didn't have to do any of that.
Nah, usually, like, I think usually you get, like, a stock of, like, 4 tickets per graduate. And then if there's more, tickets, they got to buy.
Yeah, they got 4 tickets. But they didn't sell them. You just ask for extras at the end. We have, you know, we sometimes have problems.
Yeah. Frog boy?
It's a lot of problems.
What do you got? My all right goes to a certain establishment in a Pauilly, France, that is offering free cabaret visits for athletes,
okay,
their team, journalists, and all media covering the event. You won't have to pay the entrance fee if you choose to enjoy any sort of experience at Secret Square Paris, the number one rated adult gentleman club, according to them. They rated themselves number one. So they get my all right for taking.
You know, them beers are like $27 a piece, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're making up for it one way or another. But
yeah.
Is that right up there with Risque Cafe?
Oh, yeah, that is.
The truck stop strippers.
My favorite.
Ooh, that just don't sound
Who doesn't like a strip club?
I'm sure everybody who's making the trip up to Gainesville is going to stop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got to trip up there soon.
Hey, Darlene, you're needed on the main stage.
Tell you what, after our show.
Hold on, I'm almost done with my cigarette.
Let me finish my smokes, Harold.
After Crowder and
that's
I
when you know when they
show.
Don't have fancy strip names, like just Darlene.
Just actual names.
Yeah,
Deborah's in the back. Deborah's next. Deborah's up next.
Ain't got no fancy Coco, cinnamon. Nope.
You guys in town for the Canes Gators?
Deborah, to the main stage, please. My oh no,
Mabel.
Mabel? Gertrude and Mabel are two stripper names. I do not want it.
So I guess they're not popping it, right?
Mabel?
Oh, I pop something.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Artificial hip.
Oh, my God.
Mabel to the main stage, Mabel. Please, bring, security, please bring the ramp to the main stage. We need the ramp on the main stage, please.
The ramp?
That's a different wrinkle to your offense.
Oh, that's a wrinkle, all right.
What
do you got, Marcos?
My oh no.
Oh no.
Goes to the stinking Marlins for doing it again, dude.
I'm sorry. Oh, no. Worthless jersey that you got now.
I just saw.
That's a throwback.
Yeah, it's vintage now. I saw an advertisement for the season. Had Luis Arraez and Jazz Chisholm on the front. No longer with the team. Poor Sandy. It's like, what the hell am I going to come back to?
They also have Josh Bell just on waivers. You could just have him if you want him.
If anyone wants Josh
Bell. Just have him. And by the way, he's been on fire lately, so they may just not get anything for him.
Oh, wait. So he's still playing, but they have him on waivers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that might be, you know, that. Can we do that in other sports?
I don't know.
Because he start balling once he got put on waivers, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Can we do that? You won't have fat cat syndrome. Hey, you're on waivers. So that means whoever wants your ass can use it. But I want to be here. Well, hey, we want players.
Japan is going off right now.
Boom. Yeah, he's good. He's good. Hey.
What are they doing?
Let's go, Brody. Come on, Brody.
Come on, Brody.
A little less lifting, a little bit more gymnastics.
A little bit more flexibility, am I right?
What are they doing? What is Japan doing?
This dude that they brought up.
I caught it when they were celebrating, but
he's been incredible. Whoever this guy is who came out of nowhere, he's been like lighting up.
What exercise are they doing?
What's the just the bar? What's the one bar?
Okay, the bar.
Just one bar.
Is that just called the bar?
Yes.
I think it's the.
You guys are ahead of me, so I can't.
It's a parallel bar.
The pull-up bar.
No, this is just one bar. Parallel bar is two bars.
Oh, yes.
No.
Oh, man.
Balance beam.
Not going to lie. Brody's family looks like they stopped.
Parallel bar is one, and the uneven bars is two.
Brody's family does not look happy.
So, are we clear?
Nope.
Parallel bar is one.
No.
The uneven bars is two.
Uneven bars. What about the balance beam?
That's
no, parallel bars is two bars.
Parallel bars, two
bars. Wow, the family does not look impressed at all.
I'm telling you.
No, there's parallel bars, and there's the uneven bars, and then there's just the bar.
Look at the bar. You know, like the law exam.
I think you're wrong.
Thank you.
I'm not wrong.
Thank you.
Not wrong.
You are wrong.
Not wrong.
You're wrong. You're wrong.
I tried to pass the bar. Then I ended up here at Risque Cafe with Mabel.
Okay. Gertrude in the back. All right, everybody. Take a we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
I'll see y'all when I see y'all. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.